here's a story from The World.
It's never been cheaper to be in vogue. The downside, though, a lot of our so-called fast fashion barely gets worn. It's estimated that each year, $500 million worth of clothes is hardly worn. Often, it's never worn. Millions of these garments with Western labels end up in places like Ghana in West Africa. The flood of clothes is now overwhelming Ghana's infrastructure and creating environmental problems. Reporter Ridwan Karim, Dini Osman has our story from Ghana's capital, Accra.
Kantamantu, situated in the central business district of Accra, is a veritable city within a city, arguably one of the largest second-hand clothing markets in the world. Over 30,000 people in closely packed wooden stalls, bursting at their seams with large bales of second-hand fashion. From underwear to shirts, trousers, shoes, and the list goes on. Traders call these used clothes asobroniwewu, meaning dead white man's clothes. One trader, Edith Ephraim, explains.
We believe no one will give out their clothes if they are alive. These clothes we sell belong to the dead white man.
Competition for customers is quite fierce. Traders here adopt all manner of antics to attract buyers. They sing and even dance. Ephraim has been in the trade for 17 years.
The business is really good. It is the proceeds from this second-hand trade that I use in paying all my bills and taking care of my children.
Traders pay between $20 and $400 to get these bales of used clothing. They buy them from Ghanaian middlemen who receive the donations. And the traders often never know whether the content is trash or treasure. From a distance, I can see some traders saying a prayer before cutting their bales open. As I walk through the hot, congested market, I end up in a corner with tailors and seamstresses washing, ironing, and mending or altering. A few meters away, I meet 20-year-old Daniel Frimpong with tons of second-hand jeans and buckets of blue dye solution in front of him. He says the color washing enhances the look of the items, which attracts more buyers.
When we do it like this, they give us good price for the jeans trousers. The job is helping us, we the unemployed youth.
No matter one's profession, age and gender, almost everyone in Accra shops at Kantamantu. Today is Saturday, and so many of the country's youth, like Nanekia, have thronged the market to shop.
Well, I like buying my stuff at Kantamantu because you can basically get everything there. Like, you get everything.
But moving large bales around Kantamantu with its narrow alleys is a tedious task. Therefore, that job rests on the shoulders of hundreds of female head porters, locally known as Kayaye. These head porters often carry loads twice their body weight and make less than $5 a day. Safiatu Aliu is one of them.
Are you happy doing it? Does it profit you?
It is good. By the grace of God, it is going well.
Just nearby, I see heaps of partly burnt garbage dominated by stuff like jackets, underwear, brassiers, and t-shirts. The reality is that every week, over 15 million pieces of used clothing arrive in Ghana from mostly the United States. And then 40% of those clothes leave the Kantamantu market as waste. Liz Ricketts is an American sustainable fashion campaigner in Ghana.
This isn't just an environmental crisis, it's a financial crisis for everyone who works in Kantamantu. Because the clothing is so much and so low quality, people just simply can't get their money back out and basically are operating in a debt cycle.
On top of that, every now and then, Accra experiences life-threatening floods that are worsened by the clothing waste that clog major open drains. Public health experts say this also increases the risks of malaria and cholera. Solomon Noy is head of waste management within the Accra metropolis. He says clothing in landfills creates huge amounts of methane gas and can cause devastating fires. Noy says this has led to the shutdown of the country's biggest landfill, which has compounded Ghana's waste management problems. On a visit to some beaches in Accra, I see textile waste and old clothing trapped in the sand ashore. Among the visible brands on the labels are H&M, Calvin Klein, Zara, and Urban Outfitters.
So a huge chunk of textile waste is stockpiling at the ocean bed.
Noy says polluting the ocean hurts the over 2 million people in Ghana whose livelihoods depend on the fisheries sector.
Some time ago, we had deaths of some species of fish along the coastline. I can tell you, some percentage of our ocean aquatic life will go.
Every year, the fashion industry uses 93 billion cubic meters of water and is responsible for 10% of annual global carbon emissions, more than all international flights and maritime shipping combined, according to the United Nations Environment Programme. Liz Ricketts says industrialized countries need to take responsibility.
Countries in the global north need to pay ecological reparations to clean up the mess that has been made.
Solomon Noy has another solution.
If you ask me from where I sit, a ban on secondhand clothing is the way forward.
But for the thousands of traders at Kantamanto, any such move must come with an alternative source of livelihood, especially in a country where soaring unemployment could be debilitating. For The World, I am Ridwan Karim Dini Osman in Accra, Ghana. From PRX.